he's all right. Is he all right? He's all right to live with, but more importantly, he's all right to die with. Say yes. Say yeah. Say yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's power of the tongue. There's power in your confession. He said, confession is made unto salvation. If I can speak it, that's why the devil don't want you to talk. That's why he make you feel like I don't need to say nothing. But I dare you to speak. Because when you open your mouth, it frees you up. It liberates you to open your mouth. That's why they say, you want to talk about it? Yeah, go ahead and talk about it. But don't talk about it in defeat. Talk about it in victory. Oh, yeah, we have the victory. Victory is in Jesus. Glory be to God. Come on, shout glory. Shout glory. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to his name. Power of the tongue.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised word of God. Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I want to lift up 10 words, familiar words. I just want to share just a moment or so with you this morning from Philippians 4:13. Many of you don't have to turn, but I wish you would, to Philippians 4:13. And when you have it, say amen. Amen. All right, now that you have it, begin reading now. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. This verse of scripture, the text says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It's a word that has been used out of context and with the misunderstanding that there is more here than is here. We have failed in many attempts to accomplish this word because we took simply the text and not the context in which the text comes from. And so as a result of that, our understanding could not be full and fruitful because we did not have the full understanding of what Paul was talking about when he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, because this is no first word for many of you in our ministry, I've spoken from this word, and hopefully many of you will remember some of the principles and points of this word. But one of the things that I want to ask a question about concerning this word, have you ever claimed this word, that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, and then you failed at the very thing you said you can do? Anybody here did that other than me? It wasn't until the Spirit of God revealed to me, you cannot do all things, even through Christ, which strengtheneth you based on the scripture you're quoting. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, Spirit of God, how can I not do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me? Because it's in the text, but it's out of context. The way that I and many others perceived it to be saying. See, that's one of the reasons why the Bible says you have to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because the problem is, if you quote the scripture and they do not come to pass, then you want to blame God, or you begin to feel like the word doesn't work, and that's furthest from the truth. What is true is you've misinterpreted the word because you did not read the whole word. You had part of the counsel of God, but not the whole counsel of God. And that's why you need to read and study. Read and study. Read and study the word of God to understand its fruition. So one of the things that we looked at in the text was the fact that if I could not do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, that was a reason for it. And the Spirit told me, read the verse prior. And then I read the verse prior, and then it says, I what? I know how to be a both. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Where? And how? I am what? Both what? All right. And? All right. Now, the Spirit of God said, this is what Paul said he could do. What he knew. Y'all missed that, didn't you? Paul said, I can do what I know. I know, isn't that how the verse started off? Both how to be abased. I know how to humble myself. I know how to take the low road. And I know how to abound, how to achieve, how to accomplish, how to rise up. And I know how to do this where? Everywhere and in all things. And he says, I am instructed. Well, that means if he's instructed, he's still the student. And if he's a student, that means he's got a teacher. And the Holy Spirit is his teacher, teaching and telling him what to do, where to do it, and how to do what he knows to do. You see, you can't do what you don't know. You can't lead where you don't go, and you can't teach what you don't know. All of that has to do with relevance, reality, relativity. If you don't know it, how can you teach it to somebody? If you don't go, how can you lead somebody there? If you don't understand it, how can you impart understanding to others? So Paul talks about something so important to us. He talks about what he knows how to do. And what he knows how to do, he says, I can do all things. And a better interpretation of that would read like this. I can do all these things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Then you get to understand, because a whole lot of folk have taken that verse out of context and have missed the mark and have missed the Lord in doing things and attempting things that they're not qualified to do. Okay? And so Christians have failed in their walk because of ignorance of the Word of God. Now, let me give you another helpful holy hint. The Holy Ghost said, we're not through yet. Back up to the 11th verse, and he'll tell you how he knows. So you back up to the 11th verse, and what does the 11th verse say? All right. Now listen at this. Paul says, now, the reason I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, is because I know what to do. I know where to do it, and I know in all places I can do it, because I'm instructed on when I'm hungry and when I'm full according to the situation that I'm in. Listen, what Paul was saying is, when the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, he will tell you what to do whenever you're in a situation that's going to be profitable in that situation. And so when you do that, you learn that there is nothing you cannot do that you know how to do when it's time to do it. So notice what he says. Not that I speak in respect of want. He's teaching the Philippians here how important it is to understand that there is a process of growth. Because when you back up to the 9th verse, notice what he says. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, what? Do. In other words, imitate me. Copy what you've seen. Learn from the examples that are being set. That's important because he's letting them know that he's teaching them how to learn. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. One of the things he's letting you know is everything you learn cannot be taught. Some things have got to be caught. Yeah. It's not all textbook. You've got to learn how some things must be put into real play, into life, where the rubber meets the road, and understand how they operate. It's one thing to read the instructions. It's another thing to watch the video. Yeah. Many years ago when home computers first came out, there was a series called Video Professor. Anybody know anything about that? Now, excuse me. Now, they had those big old thick manuals for the computers. And if you wanted to learn how to turn it on, almost you had to go in the book and read the manual. But if you flipped in a video, the video professor, they had several videos from beginning to about 10 of those videos that teach you how to do everything you needed to know and everything that was in that manual. Excuse me. But it was so much easier to pop in the video and watch it, and all you had to do was imitate it. Right? Well, what Paul was saying is, I have given you examples so that you were able to see it on multiple levels. And the whole purpose of all of that was so that you could learn to do well. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17, the first four words of Isaiah 1 and 17 says, learn to do well. Learn to do well. What does that mean? That we are creatures of habit, that most of us don't understand that the learning process has to do with both hearing, seeing, reading, and experiencing the learning process. We learn so many different ways, but all of those things together reinforce the learning that it is that will stick to our brains, that we will then be able to practice in and of ourselves without having to watch the teacher once we have learned the lesson. When you learn the lesson, then you get the blessing. That's your encouragement for learning. Now listen to what he says. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have, here is the word, learned. For I have learned what? I have learned what? I have learned in whatsoever situation, whatever matter, whatever condition, whatever problem that I find myself in, therewith to be content. Now, here is something we have not learned yet. We've not learned that whatever we are going through, God has permitted us to go through it. Well, how can you say that, preacher? Psalm 37, 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered. That don't mean he takes recommendations from you. He orders your steps. He don't ask you where you want to go and how you want to do it and how far you want to go and how much you want to do today. No, he orders our steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Listen, and it's important for us to recognize that God sends us through some things that we would not ordinarily sign up for. There are days you start your day off, it's going to be a good day. It's a good day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up, giving me health and strength, all the rest of that. You're excited about the day, and before you get started, good. Bam, something happens. Knock the wind out you. You want to just take off your clothes, get back in bed and say, I'm not going. That's it. I'm not. If it's starting like this, I don't even want to go through the rest of the day. Then God will let you get as far as your job so you can't turn around. Just walk through the door and hell meet you at the door. You're like, Lord, that's the kind of day it's going to be. Stormy Monday, huh? All right. On a Thursday, on a Friday, on a Wednesday, it don't matter. Sometimes the storm hits whenever it pleases. But here's the point I'm making, that you've got to recognize that whatever you face, God saw it coming and prepared you for it even without you knowing it. He never puts more on you than you can bear, and he is preparing you for greater. That means sometimes you got to go through stuff that'll seem to mess you up unless you trust and believe God. David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Listen, it don't seem like it's going to work out for my good sometime, but the scripture says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So when I begin to know all of this word, and I begin to know, no matter what the enemy is doing, trying to do, throwing at me, speaking against me, saying about me, I know the word says no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I know that when I woke up this morning, the Lord was with me. I know the Lord is with me. So if I know that, then I know the word is true when it says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Now, after knowing all of this, why then can I not be content in knowing God has got this thing fixed? I'm just going through to get to what God's got for me. He's building me up. He is showing me and strengthening me that I'm going to be better when I come out than I did when I went in. And so when I begin to know this and learn this, I then am able to be content in knowing God is doing something. I may not be able to understand it right now. I may not be able to put my finger on it right now. But what I do know is when he gets through, I shall come forth as pure gold. As pure gold. Why? Because whenever he turns, listen at this, the heat up on me, it's not to burn me, listen now, but it's to burn off all the junk that's holding on to me. Y'all not hearing me. You see, because only pure gold can take the greatest heat. The rest of the stuff that's called impurities burn up the hotter the heat gets, but the gold just shines more as it is purified. And so you've got to realize you've got to be content. While you're going, you're like, Lord, this is the worst time of my life. Yeah, it's the worst time because he's getting you ready for the best times that's getting ready to come. Lord, why you don't just move me? Why? Take me somewhere else. I don't want to go through this. Open another door. And he'll say, and if I do that, then you won't be able to handle what I'm preparing for you. You've got to pass this test in order to be able to be blessed on the next level. So you might as well set yourself down and say, bring it on, Lord. Because I'm ready to be through with this test to move on to the next level. And so he says, in whatsoever state I am, I'm content there. Why? because I know it's not the end, and I know this is not all. But what I do know more than all of that is that God is preparing me for greater. For greater. And so when you go through that, then he says, I know both how to be a bass. Because now, I said, well, ain't no big thing about knowing how to be a bass. Anybody could be low. But there's a difference between being low and humble. When he talks about abased, he's talking about humbling himself to the lowest degree. He's talking about having a part in humbling and lowering himself so that God in due time can elevate him. I've learned that there's some of us too bigoted to humble ourselves. If we can't have the highest seat, the best seat, we don't want no seat. If we can't have the best part in the play, we don't want to be in the play. Matter of fact, we don't even go to the play. See, it takes a whole lot to humble yourself and lower yourself, especially beyond what you realize and you know you deserve. But I got news for you. If you humble yourself, it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing to have the Lord to elevate you. That's why, you know, the old preachers used to teach you, if you go to a church, especially my preachers, you don't go all bigoted or walk up to another man's pulpit and walk in it like you all of that. Old preachers used to say it this way, it's better to be axed up than to be axed down. And see, one of the good things is you go somewhere, listen, whoever you are, if you are who you are, you're that in the pulpit, on the front row, or the last seat in the house. But if you are anybody, folk will recognize, oh, I see we got Dr. Montgomery back there in the back. Ushers, bring Dr. Montgomery on up to the front up here. It's better to be axed up than to be going on up there. I'm Dr. Montgomery. I'm Pastor Greater King David. Well, this ain't Greater King David. We got some other folk coming. You have a seat on the front row. Now, what would happen to my feelings? They'd be crushed because I raised myself up higher than others had respect for my position. But when others can recognize my humility and recognize it's an honor for me to be in that pulpit, then they'll ask me up. And if need be, they'll have others to sit down. Now, same thing. I know how to be abased. Some people don't know how to humble themselves. They've got too much education. They've got too much Jesus. They Jesus Junior. You know, they need to be sitting in the most prestigious places in the church. No, if you're not going to invite me to preach, don't invite me to pray. Mm-mm. No, I'm good. Don't worry about it. No, see, you got to realize that the Bible is clear if you're faithful in little. You'll be faithful in much. And if you know how to do the small things well, you'll do the large things well.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program.